This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Hit it, Rockstar.
Who's been arrested?
In the paper it said I told a lady that I was going to rip her head off and clean the ice with it. I mean, come on, that's disgusting. Besides that, I'm not a terrorist. That's like ISIS stuff. They use knives. She's like putting me out worse.
Who's back in rehab?
Freaking I seen smoke flying through the wall. And I said, look it. The house is on fire.
And who's hitting who?
I was just saying in 3 rainstorms ago. Is that all you got? Well, you had a little bit more for me. Kaboom!
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Drive, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. I think I had heard this story before, Rocky, but in the new video posted on his YouTube channel, Will Smith explained his decision to pass on starring as Neo in The Matrix.
Oh, you know what he passed it up for?
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Now, this role ultimately went to Keanu Reeves. Smith first revealed that riding high off the success of Independence Day, he thought he couldn't do any wrong. He went to a meeting with the Wachowskis, the filmmakers behind The Matrix. Aren't they boy, sister, girl, girl, boy?
They're both girls now.
Okay. Who at the time had only one film under their belt. Smith went on to say, quote, it turns out they are geniuses, before doing a impression of their apparently less than impressive pitch, which centered on the shot of Neo jumping and stopping in midair as cameras rotated completely around him. I can't even imagine that pitch. And I'm one of the few, I just don't understand The Matrix still.
That's another thing. I think he had no idea what they were talking about. Like, he was so confused, and it's such a random movie. Like, it had never been done before. So it's like, how could you pitch that?
You know, I only saw it once. Visually, I thought it was really impressive 20 years ago, but I still just didn't really get it.
It was good. Same thing with Sean Connery. They approached him to be Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, and he said, I have no idea what this means, what they're saying. I don't want to do it.
Well, I think this is interesting. Smith went on to say that The Matrix wouldn't have been the same film with him. He said Keanu was perfect. Lawrence Fishburne was perfect. He said if he would have gotten the role, Val Kilmer would have ended up as Morpheus. So it would have thrown everything out.
It would have been. He's about to be the genie in the movie version of Aladdin, not the animated.
It looks rough.
Yeah, I heard he's getting crushed on that.
Yeah.
He's CGI'd most of the movie. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of The Matrix, shortlist.com has got the greatest movies of the 90s out. This is in no order. Goodfellas, The Matrix.
I liked it. Did not see Matrix like Goodfellas.
Pulp Fiction.
I liked it.
Saw a little bit of it last night. Schindler's List.
It's hard to say I liked it, but it was a
It's not. It's a great film.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Shawshank Redemption.
Loved it.
Boys in the Hood.
Saw it. Liked it.
I thought it was really good. Yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
Saw it. Saw it late. Didn't see it in the theater.
I think outside of The Matrix, I think these are all fantastic so far. Terminator 2.
I think what makes me think of the 90s and that we're talking about the 80s movies, it seems like we can come up with the top five in the 80s. Easy. Could you come up with the top five in the 90s?
Impossible.
Because it's all over the place.
Yeah, but those are some really good, those are iconic movies, maybe better movies than the 80s.
Still got them going. Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, good movie.
Which is one of the best independent low-budget films ever. Groundhog Day.
Great movie.
Jurassic Park.
Good movie. I didn't love it.
Not very believable in my opinion.
Heat.
Heat. I liked Heat.
I thought, the scene between De Niro and Pacino was great. Speed.
Oh, wait, Heat may not be what I'm thinking of.
You're Val probably Kilmer. Thinking of the Melissa McCarthy, the Sandra
Heat.
Bullock.
No, does Heat involve a scene where a used car dealer and
it's a crime drama in L.A.
Okay, so it's not a used car dealer and girl goes to a quarry and swims one afternoon?
Don't even know what you're talking about.
There's an affair. I'll find that movie.
No. Oh, wow.
I thought it was called Heat.
No. Heat, really good, though. Michael
Mann. Probably Body Heat or something with Madonna.
May have been.
Speed, I thought was okay. I thought it was a little overrated.
Yeah.
Seven, I thought was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe David Fincher's best work. Toy Story.
Oh, really?
One of the best animated. Yeah. Usual Suspects, incredible. Fargo, I know Brown didn't like it. I absolutely loved it.
You know, we may look back in the 90s, maybe the best decade of movies of all time.
It's mostly eclectic because it was all over the place.
Yeah, most people say 70s, but I've got no problem with saying the 90s. Trainspotting, which I thought was really dark. But yeah.
Well, it's not going to be the teens, I'll tell you that. It's been really bad the last decade.
L.A. Confidential, have you ever seen it?
I've seen your cameo, right?
Well, you have not seen my cameo, but really, really good film. You can't see me. I told you I'm an ant. Big Lebowski, I thought was overrated. Truman Show, I thought was overrated. Fight Club, I thought was overrated.
Truman Show is really good. Now, come on.
I thought it was overrated. Sixth Sense, which was good.
It was good until Brown figured it out 10 minutes in.
I don't know if this is impressive or just really, really sad, but we've got a man over in China, 36 years old, surnamed Zhang, was able to get married three times in a period of 3 years between 2015 and 2017 to three different women by exploiting a loophole in the system, marrying each time in a different province. Now, this dude owns a real estate company.
Everybody wanted to Wang Shang tonight.
Oh, wow. Wang Chung.
All three of the wives are in apartments all within 1 kilometer radius.
Didn't want to work too hard, LT.
And he calls this a loophole.
He also fathered at least one child with each of the wives and managed to support all three families through his booming real estate business. Meanwhile, he was able to explain his frequent absences at home by claiming he was going on business trips. In the space of a week, he would make well more than a dozen trips back and forth between households. This guy had to be
exhausted.
Exhausted.
You see, the end of the story is whoever forgives him, he's going to take them. Like, yeah. Whoever forgives me, I'll end up with them.
So he has been charged with polygamy. One wife is already divorced, but of the two left, he said, look, if one will forgive me, I'll stay with her.
It's good. It's a good option.
I'll take whoever wants me.
That's amazing. I've got some more shower thoughts for you guys.
Okay.
Inside every 85-year-old man is an 18-year-old saying, what the hell just happened?
I can see that.
Yeah, I would think there's a lot of 85. When you get there, you're probably, this went really quick.
I didn't take
quick.
Any risks.
It went really quick, yes.
Another shower thought for you. Knowing you have the next day off is more relieving than the actual day off. This is me the other night.
Fridays are great. Saturdays are not as great. Friday, because you know you have 2 days.
I've never liked Sundays outside of NFL Sundays. Yeah. Sundays, even when, you know, I was in grade school, I always dreaded the next day. I'm one of those guys, and you're probably like me, Dunaway. Yeah. You dread the next day. When I was at Lakers Hawks on Tuesday night, it was more about, wow, I get to sleep in tomorrow than when I was actually off.
Yeah, they used to, when I was a little bitty kid, there was this Disney show that would come on after the NFL game, the late NFL game. And anytime it came on, it was always like, all right, that's it. That's the weekend.
That was 60 minutes for me.
You would watch 60 minutes for
me. Oh, when I heard that ticking, I was like, damn. Yeah.
Weekend's over.
Got to get up in a few hours.
So literal.
Another shower thought for you. If someone accuses you of being argumentative, there is no way to defend yourself.
Because you can't argue with them.
I
am not.
You're proving my point. Overreacting.
Another shower thought. I love this one. Our life would be so much easier if we could see a 30-second trailer of every new person we meet.
Like, it gives us a sort of a 30 seconds of who they are?
Yeah. Kind of what you're getting into.
Trailers are misleading, though. I feel like my 30-second trailer would be like the movie where you see all the good parts in the trailer. It'd be, oh, man, this is
gonna, it's your highlight reel.
This guy's going to be fantastic to be friends with. And then all of a sudden, it's like, saw all the funny parts in the trailer.
Would you have your Emmy?
Well, yeah, that would be at the end. Emmy Award winning.
Final shower thought for you. Life will always seem simpler 5 to 10 years ago, no matter what your age is.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
I would say that because you made it. You survived that. That's Trash on the Table, brought to you by
the locally owned and operated mortgage right powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200 or online, mortgagerightradio.com.
Greatest listening audience ever. My horrible description of that movie. And both Aaron and Brian quickly in with the hotspot is what Dunaway is talking about. The hotspot.
I've never even heard of the hotspot.
You guys are amazing. These guys usually are able to do it, but now our listeners can do it.
I know, dangerous question to ask you. Who is in the hotspot?
Don Johnson and Virginia Madsen.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram @JimDunaway.